So on the program today, we're going to learn about SHARE, the projects from Jeremy Newman. This is a program that I found out about through our own Quincy Ward 3 City Councilor Ian Kane's newsletter, and he mentioned it in his fall update. So I said, gee, I wonder what that is and who's behind it and why is it coming to Quincy? So Jeremy, nice to virtually meet you. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Absolutely, Joe. Thanks again for having me.
Sure, it's our pleasure. If you could, before we even talk about SHARE, the project, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am, what do I even say about myself? I've been volunteering since I was about 9, 10 years old. It's something that I grew up with, really. So it's kind of deep in my DNA. Outside of that, you know, I have background in support, in technical support and customer support, a little bit of marketing, design of various types. And really, you know, what I've begun to, one of the reasons that I've started to do this in Quincy is because I really want to make a difference in the community. It's something that means a lot to me. And it's something that, you know, I've always kind of strived to bring out the best in people. And so it's just a big part of who I am. So that's, you know, a little bit about me. I have, I live here in Quincy, with my wife. We have 2 kids, about 3.5 and 6. And, you know, I've lived in Quincy for a little over 10 years now. And I love it here. It's such a wonderful community. And we'll get into this, I'm sure. Another one of the reasons why I wanted to bring these programs to Quincy is just the people here, the diverse population, everything about it. Really, just this is such a great inflection point for what we try to do.
Where did you grow up, Jeremy? And what's your educational background? Your professional background?
Sure. So thanks for guiding me a little on that. I grew up in Westchester, New York, which is the suburbs north of New York City. You know, we lived in a regular, you know, middle class town. I went to a public high school or public school system, and you know, I volunteered a lot during school. I worked as well, but, you know, so I came up here to, I went to college at Northeastern University, and I graduated from there with a degree in psychology and human services. And so, you know, for the first, I don't know, 10 years or so out of college, I really wasn't really doing a whole lot with the human services side of things, outside of just sporadic volunteering, volunteerism. And, you know, since I'd say over the last 5 to 10 years, I've gotten much more involved with volunteering and in the area. And specifically in 2020 now, I've really, let me go back a little bit on that. So career-wise, as I said, I've done a lot of different kinds of support, whether it's technical support, customer support, client services, and things like that. And I've also done a lot in logistics. So those are kind of 2 areas of quality assurance. So those are some areas of my background that, you know, I'm proud of, and I'm very glad for the experiences that those have given me. One thing that I noticed when I was in these types of roles was that, you know, regardless of how philanthropic the company was, regardless of any kind of volunteer opportunities that we had, which is always appreciated in my opinion on the you know, corporate social awareness, but the companies, they didn't have heart. You know, they weren't really based on anything that meant a whole lot to me. So that's why I kind of started to look into taking what I grew up with in New York, this concept behind Project SHARE, I should say. But this concept behind Project SHARE, which became SHARE the Project legally, and to bring it here, because I want to bring those aspects of giving back and to be able to show community members that simple things, it takes simple steps sometimes to make a real difference. And that's all, you know, and that's a realization that a lot of people haven't really, don't seem to have right now, which is understandable because there's so much going on, you know?
Of course, the importance of social service agencies throughout
this
pandemic, and really they have been the safety net for a lot of folks who otherwise, you know, might find themselves in really dire straits.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, fast forward a little bit. And, you know, when the pandemic broke out, I was working for a company, a small startup company in Boston that basically found services, non-clinical services for hospital patients, you know, once they leave the hospital. And unfortunately, you know, once so that company would contract with the hospitals, and that was how they made money. So once the hospital started to run out of money with the pandemic and everything happening with them, you know, then we business obviously slowed down on that front. And fast forward to July, and unfortunately, there was a number of, there were a large set of layoffs at the company. So I myself was certainly among those layoffs, and it took a long time to kind of come around and figure out what's going to be the best move going forward, you know? So as I am, you know, looking for a full-time job, I decided that it would be, that this would be really a great time to start really pulling out the stops and figuring out how I can, you know, found share Quincy. And so I started looking at some of the issues that I know about in the area, and I started reaching out to people that I know. You had mentioned Counselor Kane. Ian is a wonderful, you know, he's a wonderful friend of our family now, since he moved in down the street from us, and we've, you know, spent time getting to know him, and you know, so I decided to reach out to him there. And, you know, he listened to what I had to say. And one of the reasons that I went to him was because I was curious to see if there was anything like what Share the Project is in this area. And he wasn't aware of anything. So thankfully he was very gracious and connected me with the mayor, with Mayor Koch, Koch's office. And so I went and met with the mayor, and had a great conversation with him about it. And through that, I started to get introduced to leaders in the school system. So I've made some connections with QPS, which is great. We're planning to do more with them as time goes on and as things open up. And you know, it's just kind of a bouncing off point, you know. So. Let's see, where was I? Because I no, apologize. I tend to get
taking
little...
us right up to the present, which is great. this is the time to ask you, Jeremy, what is Share the Project?
Yes. So Share the Project, or colloquially, we like to just call it Share, is it's really a social justice program for students and community members who they just want to make a positive impact on society. You know, they want to make a positive impact around themselves. And so how we work is we, you know, when we work with the community, we talk to people in the community, we talk to community leaders, people at the schools, other organizations, businesses around the community to really understand what, issues they see as being for, you know, first and foremost, locally. We're very, I should be very specific that we are a very kind of hyper-local organization in that the work that we do is to benefit and to support those directly in front of us, you know. There are a lot of other organizations around that do global work, they do regional work and things like that, and that's wonderful. We want to deal with what's right in front of us and help people to recognize ways of, again, simple ways of finding local solutions. So that's kind of the essence of what we do. So, you know, we were initially founded. Share started as a student group at Hastings High School in Hastings-on-Hudson, New York. And this is back actually in the late 80s. So full transparency here. So Jeannie Newman is the executive director and founder. And now, transparency part, she's my mother. So this is kind of a very much of an in the family sort of, you know, beginning. And so she was doing this way back then. I got introduced at a very early age and started working. And kind of one of the earliest projects that we would do was something called a midnight run. And what that is we'd go round up, not round up, but take a group of high school students would volunteer their Saturday nights. They would get some parents and a number of vehicles and take clothing, bagged lunches, sometimes hot food, toiletries, and all that to various predetermined stops in New York City and distribute to the homeless people there. And this was the kind of my real introduction to this type of work. And it's something that I absolutely cherish, you know, the memories of those early days being in Central Park at, you know, 1 a.m., you know, handing out hot coffee and, you know, bagged lunches and things like that. And just the conversations that we had with the folks down there is just absolutely, you can't compare it to anything else. So anyway.
It had a profound impact on you, quite obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Profound indeed. So, and again, I'm so grateful for those experiences. But it made me want to bring that all, you know, as I settled in Quincy here, just not to bounce around too much, but as I settled in Quincy, it's those experiences that I wanted to be able to share with the community members here. So, you know, fast forward a little bit in time as the 90s went on, Share, you know, kept going, at least on a monthly basis. They would do these midnight runs. We would develop other, you know, projects. There was, one called Project Prom. And, this was another, very homegrown initiative, that started out as a suggestion during a board meeting. And it was all the kids, the student board members in Hastings, rallied around it, and they organized, and they were able to collect slightly used prom dresses and tuxes, suits, that they then distributed to, you know, lower income students, and were able to really give that, it's that sense of equity or equality among the participants that really makes this whole thing work. This is the basis for what we do. So Project Prom was really a great, another great starting project for Share. And that one has actually spread throughout Westchester County, which is, I was so happy to learn about that later on when I found out that it spread out as far as it did. It's just a wonderful project. So what you're seeing or hearing rather is that development of self-sufficiency of creativity and being able to apply those thoughts and ideas to these issues that the kids see, that the community members see, and you know, having that turn into real impact for individuals and groups.
Yeah, identifying needs, exactly. And putting words into action, right?
Exactly. So, you know, to this point, you know, so Share has been running for 32 years, I believe it is now, pretty impressively. You know, we are now a 501c3 nonprofit. We did that, I think, mid-aughts. I think it was around 2005, 2007, around there. And, you know, it's kind of continued along this long trajectory on a very straight and narrow path. It's really been focused in the New York area for a long time. And, you know, I thought over the fall, kind of late summer, early fall, that this is the time to start to bring it up here. And here we are.
So how will you go about kind of establishing Share here in Quincy?
Well, you know, in my mind, it kind of it's semi-established right now. You know, I've gotten word out about it. I've certainly, I have a few projects in mind, that, I've spoken to some people about. They're interested in getting involved, and, it's really a matter of, figuring out the best way to get the word out in a meaningful way. Right now I'm trying to, so one of the projects, so I had mentioned this project to you a little bit. it's, and I've dubbed it share connections. And the idea is that there are, with the pandemic, there are obviously going to be a lot of people who are stuck in isolation. And that's something that we've all, you know, certainly experienced over the last year, to, you know, in one way or another. But what my concern is, especially during the winter time now, is finding seniors, senior citizens, and other people who maybe aren't socially connected, you know, easily, let's just say. So what I'm offering is, if they reach out, I'd love to partner them with somebody, whether it's another person in isolation or just somebody who wants to volunteer their time to help people. And we're talking, you know, 15, 30 minute conversation and a game. So I've located a game site online. It's simple games, chess, checkers, some few other board games, some card games. Everything is virtual. And it's just, you invite someone and you just meet up there. There's no registration or sign up or anything like that. So I want to utilize that in combination with a Zoom meeting and bring two people together. Hopefully at least one of them, it'll make their day.
Okay. All right. So do you have kind of a base group of volunteers already established here in Quincy?
Yes, I haven't. I have a few adult volunteers who have already told me that they're interested in getting involved in this. I am, as the winter goes on and into the spring, I will be doing more. I'll have more communication with the school district and hope to begin to introduce this concept to them, you know, during that time, and see what can happen with it. I think it's even applicable to, you know, high school kids who maybe just aren't the most social kids in the world and, you know, really feel alone. I certainly remember times when I felt that way in high school. And I think that, you know, this is something that could really help a lot of folks, whether they're seniors in life or seniors in school.
Well, there is a community service requirement for graduation. It's been suspended right now because of the pandemic, but I'm sure it'll come back. This sounds like it could fulfill that for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've begun conversations with the school district in that light, and I'm really looking forward to continuing those conversations and coming up with new ideas.
Yeah. So. Have you worked with some of the other social service agencies here in Quincy, Jeremy? Interfaith Social Services, Father Bill's, and Mainspring, places like that?
Yeah, so I have personally volunteered with Interfaith, a wonderful organization, and on behalf of Share, we've donated fair amount of goods to them as well. For Father Bill's, I was actually thinking about this recently. I haven't connected with them directly just yet, but I/Share, we are official Bombas giving partners. So Bombas, the sock maker, you know, how you give a buy a pair, give a pair. We're official partners for distribution with them. So I'm expecting a shipment of, I think, maybe 5,000 socks, hopefully within the month. And Father Bill's is one of the organizations that I intend to reach out to help distribute those.
Okay. You know, it's funny, you say this is something that you're doing as you're looking for another career, if you will. Do you think this might turn into that?
You know, that is, it's been in the back of my head for a very long time. I would love to turn this into my main career. This is all volunteer right now. I've been, you know, one of the many things I've been doing for this is trying to figure out how we can make this into a sustainable thing, you know, in that light, and we'll see how it goes. But I have a family. I can't put all my eggs in one basket like that right now. So it's a wonderful thought, and it's something I definitely am interested in exploring.
What does your mom think about you kind of at least somewhat following in her footsteps?
She's thrilled. She was excited when I told her about this. You know, she is probably my, you know, our biggest cheerleader up here. You know, well, she's in Connecticut right now, but, you know, she's leading Share the Project as a whole from there. I'm kind of really just starting to focus on the Quincy thing. But I think it made her 2020. I think when I told her what I intend to do here.
Yeah. So how is the funding provider right now for Share, Jeremy?
Great question. We primarily through Network for Good. So it's very much donation based. We also kind of seek out small grants here and there. Mm-hmm. We're still working on our proficiency with grant writing, but you know, it's a thing, and we've gotten some small grants here and there that have certainly helped, but you know, nothing that's really going to put us on this path to sustainability. So yeah, so small donations and small grants is, historically has been our thing.
Okay. If folks would like to learn more, or to maybe make a donation, or maybe
absolutely,
yeah, how do they do that?
So our website is sharetheproject.org. I myself can be, if anyone has any questions for me directly, I'm happy to share my email address. That's Jeremy, Jeremy, at sharetheproject.org. And just one other thing I wanted to point out, I started a website, you know, in the fall, because I keep thinking about all of the different, I hear, you read stories online and people talk about despite all of the frustration and all of the negative things that happened during 2020, you know, as a result of the pandemic, there are a fair amount of positive aspects, these silver linings, you know? And I think it's important for people to be able to share those in a very specific, you know, in a targeted way. And I think it's important for others to be able to read those and not, you know, and not have to filter out everything else that's going on, you know, like in social media. So I launched COVIDSilverLining.org, where people can very simply just go share their stories and read those of others. And it's very specifically for these silver linings that have resulted from the pandemic.
Is that where share came from, you know, if you're sharing the wealth with others?
Great question. And, you know, I think that it's certainly applicable in that way. But SHARE, in its originality, actually stood for Students Have a Responsibility to Everyone.
Oh, so it's an acronym. Okay.
It is. We haven't really called it that way in a long time. But, you know, we're very fond of the name SHARE. And I think it's because of the type of work that we do, I think it's incredibly applicable to a lot of various situations.
Yeah. Do you think this will become a family affair in your family, Jeremy, with your wife and kids?
Oh, absolutely. My wife is on the board of Share the Project. My kids, my son, who is, you know, who's 6 years old, has been asking me about it lately. My daughter, you know, when she sees what we do, she always gets interested in learning more. So yeah, you know, and I can't wait to be able to show them, you know, this video, for example. I think that they'll get a kick out of seeing Papa on here. But yeah, it's a family affair. But you know, at this point in time, after 32 years, it's a very big family. You know, we have we still consider the hundreds of alumni that we have to be members, and they're all across the country. You know, and to that end, we have we have alumni in Austin. We're working on potentially setting up something there. There's someone in San Francisco, so you know, this is Quincy is kind of the impetus to make this bigger, you know, and we really think that what we have, if we can target it and you know, maintain it properly, I think it's something that could really make a big difference to a lot of people. And that's why we're here.
Well, we've hoped that get the word out a little bit for you here at QATV. Please consider us one of your community partners.
Absolutely.
And reach out in the future if we can be of any help.
Oh, I will be sure to. I will be sure to. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, you're welcome. Great to talk to you.
Absolute pleasure, man. You take care.